welcome to the program. Today we're going to talk about the subject of faith in these trying days. Stay tuned. The subject of faith is a very interesting subject, and I think one of the most misunderstood subjects in all of the Word of God. We have the phrase, by faith, 37 times in the Scriptures. We have the phrase, your faith, 24 times in the Scriptures. And the first time we see that one, it's in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 29, where Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. How's your faith in these days of adversity and trying times that we're facing today? What we need to do is determine that the Lord has put us into the situations that we're in. He has allowed everything to happen. And what we need to do is to be faithful and exercise our faith in the situations that we're in so that we can be a testimony to those that are around us. We have the hymn we're going to listen to, Speak My Lord, and I'll be quick to answer thee. And that's kind of like, well, if you want to send me to some far country. No, God already has you right where he wants you. And what we need to do is say, Speak My Lord, and I'll do what you want me to do right here where I am.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord. I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and
chapter 11, verse number 7, it says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Now that little verse starts with the phrase, "by faith," and it ends with the phrase, "by faith." Noah, God came to Noah, said, "Noah, I want you to do something for me." His answer, "Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee." "You want me to go to some far country and preach the gospel?" "No, I want you to build a boat." "That's what I want you to do. I want you to build a boat." God has put you and I right where he wants us, and he may not want you to run off to a far country. He wants you to do something right there where you are. Maybe you're a pastor and you're discouraged in your little church. Hey, God has put you right there where you are. Not everybody can handle a little church. Sometimes handling a little church can be a lot more stressful than handling a big one. God knows what you can do, and so do it. Noah, he said, "I just want you to build a boat." Now, Noah had more than a little opposition from a few church members. He stood against the world. He had nobody outside of his family to encourage him. There were no Bible conferences that he could go to be encouraged by preachers of like faith. He didn't have a list of great preachers that he could listen to recorded messages from the past like we can. Noah didn't even have a Bible. What Noah did have was faith in God and the character needed to finish what God had put him in this world to do. Genesis 6:22 tells us, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." When Paul the Apostle left this world, he could honestly say, "I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4:7. We need to be sure that when life's journey is over, that we can say, "I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Now, the sin that is... let's read that verse again. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight." I think that greatest weight that we can run into today is discouragement. Notice the word "also" in this verse. The verse is not referring to people in heaven looking down at us as we work for God. Hebrews chapter 11, God named those who finished their course, and then this chapter begins by saying they obtained a good report. The chapter concludes with "and these all having obtained a good report," verse 39, when the people talked about them, they did not talk about quitters. They talked about those that did what they did for the Lord. Hebrews 12:1 says, "We also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." We are the only Bible that most people are going to read. And so God, what do you want you to do? Who was Noah? He wasn't some great preacher. He wasn't some great prophet. I don't know what he did for a living before God called him, but he said, "This is what I want you to do. I want you to build a boat." What does God want you to do? Maybe you're a grandmother, or you're a grandfather. Maybe you're a preacher. Maybe you're a carpenter. Maybe you're a mother, a father, a teenager. God has us here for some purpose, and what we need to do is say, "Here, my Lord, send me." And so, like Noah, we could say at the end of our life, or God could say, that all that God commanded, we did it.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. And work for me today. Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord. shall be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak, my Lord. I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak.